And commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I am your host, David Pruse. My format is as usual. On Mondays, it's business and economics that affect Fairbanks and the state of Alaska. Tuesday will be my day of politics, so my guests will be based around that. Wednesday, my guest is an interesting Fairbankson, pioneer, local legend, maybe even a nefarious character, or a combination of all three with me right now. Friday's all about Fairbanks, what we get to do over the weekend, those opportunities that are afforded to us, those things that make Fairbanks special. My job is to introduce this world, this planet, to the wonderful world of Fairbanks, give everyone that Fairbanks fix we need once in a while. I will try to get to your phone calls, but sometimes our conversations just don't stop. Please be patient. I will get to them. We are at 458-TALK, 458-8255. And with that, we have HiPow coming up. So in the booth with me here, I have the host and hostesses. That's Aaron and Tracy Shackle. Tracy, the incredible realtor in my industry. And we have the director of schools and the president of the Monroe Foundation, Amanda and Gayak. How y'all doing?
Great.
Very good.
Very good.
52 years.
Yes.
Father Mac, what you planted in Fairbanks, it's something else. You know, it's interesting in regards to, I'm sure next year, maybe the year after, it'll be a big social event again. Mm-hmm. But what it does for education in Fairbanks, and the amount of money it raises to help subsidize that school.
Yeah, Dave, HiPow, this is our 52nd year. Aaron and Tracy have been involved in HiPow, oh gosh,
since they were in college at UAF. I'm not a stalker.
They had both their kids graduate from Monroe. You know, Aaron's been on our, he was our board chair for a number of years, so they've been very involved. And I think what is so special about HiPow is that it takes community to make this happen. And
yes,
that's really the Catholic Schools of Fairbanks, too. It takes community to have this school exist, and we exist for community. So it's just been a very powerful presence, I think, in Fairbanks, you know, since the doors opened in 1947 in the basement of Immaculate Conception Church. So moved from the little white church into its own building, and you know, Father Mac, man, he had a vision.
When I went to first grade there at ICS, we were in these barracks, you know, that came over that were donated from Fort Wainwright, probably Ladfield at the time, but barracks, and so it's really, really come a long way. But the education level has never changed.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's you're gonna do it or.
Yeah.
You won't.
No. And it's a family event. It's a family affair. And parents, you know, the Catholic education really believes that parents are the first teachers of their kids.
Yeah.
And so there has to be a partnership and a level of trust. And especially now, you know, when there's so much uncertainty in the world, that relationship becomes super important. Kids' safety and just that opportunity for learning together, being together in that interpersonal interaction. So we've been super proud of the work that we've done at the schools these last couple of years, but we've been proud since 1947 in Fairbanks.
And I'm thankful only because our kids were of the first pre-K.
Yes.
We were the first class of pre-K.
Yep.
And now Victoria's attending college. She's a sophomore. And she called me the other week just to tell me thank you for sending me to the Catholic Schools of Fairbanks, because the religion classes she's taking, she's like, I don't even have to study. I know them like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
And the learning practices, you know, learning with the one-on-one iPads, she's able to go to class. She was able to work through Zoom classes. She was able to do everything.
Yeah.
And had no
catch up.
No, yeah, right. And she understood what she was doing, so it was fantastic. And I just am so thankful for that.
I just got a text that we're having dead air at this moment. So, boy, I've got everything on correctly, I believe. And let me be back in a moment.
Yeah, okay.
Aaron, if we don't have any dead air, why don't you sort of entertain everyone?
I don't know if we don't have dead air. Nobody say a word,
right?
Yeah, how do you know that?
I know. Who's the nefarious one in this group?
Might be me.
Probably you.
I'm incriminating.
Anyway.
The world of technology.
Right?
It's always,
we need some of those kids from the Catholic schools that
we got
to figure it out.
Talking,
you should
be. We need some of the kids from the Catholic schools because they're great with technology. Because we are one of the, we have that one-on-one iPad learning, so they don't have.
Okay, Fairbanks, we're going to sort of recap if we had the dead air. It's all because of David Prues. and I had everything on right except for one button, I guess one dial. Are we on now? Okay. They even hit a different button.
Is that?
Yeah.
So many buttons.
Well, now.
Sounds a little different.
Yeah, it sounds very different.
Well, that's because that's your on-air signal. So
okay.
If you can hear yourself, that means you're on air. So
Okay.
Hold it off so you're good. There, now it sounds a little different, but you're fine.
Cool. Welcome to my world.
Oh, it's everybody's world,
you know,
right?
I think we're talking 20. About religion class, and sometimes I pray at this seat. Or sometimes they come in and give me a miracle by turning everything back on.
Holy
anyway,
Spirit.
Fairbanks, I apologize about that, but it's me. It's just me. And we have in the studio here Amanda Ngaiak, Director of Schools and President of the Monroe Foundation. We have Aaron Shackle and Tracy Shackle. Tracy Shackle is with Summers Sotheby's International Real Estate, and I wanted to say that because we both never get it right anymore since it's so new. And we're talking about HiPow. When does it start, Amanda?
Oh, my gosh. So HiPow, it's kind of actually started. We've started our online bidding right now. That's open. But there is a virtual event on Saturday the 9th. So Aaron and Tracy are our chairs for this event, and we're so grateful, even though they've been with us from the get-go. Tracy and I were just reminiscing about our kiddos starting the pre-K class, and now they're 20. I don't want to say that out loud.
You know, it's interesting. How many of your kids started with a group of friends and ended with a group of friends?
I think Chance ended with 12 or 13 kids that he'd started in kindergarten, and Victoria was somewhere in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. I started with about 12, 14 in first grade, and we all made it through.
Yeah.
And interesting. Just interesting. Yeah. And miracles happen.
They do.
Yeah. And one thing, Dave, it's miracles in Fairbanks, and we all know this, I think, are very special.
Yeah.
And I really do think that Catholic Schools of Fairbanks is a miracle. And while we have kind of, we have like another level of support, from the big guy upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we have so many people in Fairbanks that support us and make it happen for us.
You know, I think my teachers were sort of looking at me my senior year and saying, we're just passing this guy. We don't want him back. we're doing an intervention.
Oh, I don't think so. Yeah.
But now, this is the 52nd year of HiPow.
Yep.
52 cards in a playing deck.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Explain the theme.
HiPow
stands for Happiness is Paying Our Way. It's an auction that raises a considerable amount of money to help pay for the school.
Aaron, about how much does that raise for the...
dollar figure varies every year, but most of the money, I'd say 85 to 90% of the money we raise goes straight back to the classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it makes it so, as we were talking here earlier, on the East Coast, you might have a Catholic or a private school that's a $20,000 bill.
Or 50,000, up to 50,000.
This is not even close to that.
No.
And this education is open for anyone of any denomination.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If you can make it through the class.
And we're going to
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Did you too?
I did not. I'm from California.
Yeah. You wimps.
I know. But no, having our kids, like I was telling Amanda earlier, the greatest thing is having Victoria being a sophomore right now and Chance being a senior, they've both have been how grateful that they've been to the Catholic schools because of the fact that they've learned, you know, they have the one-on-one learning with the iPad. So when we went to this virtual world, it wasn't a hiccup for them. It was just it was streamlining.
You know, when I went to school there, I was never at the top of the class, never. But what it made me do was focus and try hard to get grades to get through. And that got me through college. That got me through a very intense college program where I was literally in the top, placed in a school with the top 2% of students in California, graded on a bell-shaped curve. And only 20% of us graduated.
Yeah.
And it taught me how to study and how to work hard. I was never the most talented in a classroom. Still not.
Yeah.
But it taught me work ethic. And it's been with me all my life. That's my basis.
And I think, too, like a safe space to ask questions, you know, to know that you can go to that teacher, you know, after school or during lunch. So, yeah, it's a good place to learn how to be a student, I think. So, yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have in the studio with me Amanda Ungayak, the Director of Schools and President of the Monroe Foundation, Aaron Shackle and Tracy Shackle. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hello, this is Ward Mertes. More than 20 years of helping Alaskans smeared in automobile accidents, and the families of Alaskans killed in car crashes have taught us a few things. Check your tire pressure. Adiabatic pressure being what it is, tires lose pressure as they cool. Good tire pressure is critical to good traction. Check with your mechanic to ensure that the air pressure in your tire is acceptable for the season's driving. The Mertes Law Firm has helped injured Alaskans for more than 20 years. It's who we are. And while we hope you never need us, we're here if you do.
Receive rebate savings on your purchase of four new Bridgestone Blizzak snow tires now at GCR. Get a grip on winter. Slip on your Blizzak snow tires today, then submit the online form to receive your prepaid Visa card up to $100. There's a Blizzak snow tire for practically everything you drive. Don't wait. The Bridgestone Blizzak promotion rewards offer ends December 6th. Your best tire value is always GCR. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Since 1932, Fairbanks Clinic has been helping keep Fairbanks healthy. Now they're doing it from their beautiful new location on Killam Street, just off Airport Way. In the Airport Way Professional Building, lots of room, along with the latest state-of-the-art technology, making appointments a breeze. Make one today and meet nurse practitioners Melanie Chapman, Rebecca McMorrow, along with physician's assistant Aaron Dahl, a professional team waiting to serve you. The beautiful new Fairbanks Clinic on Killam, just off Airport Way. Call 452-1761 for Fairbanks Clinic.
Hi, this is Mike Hajdukovic from Trax Outdoor Center, inviting you to join me every Saturday at 12:30 right here at KFAR for the Trax Outdoor Show, where we'll chat about everything to do with the great outdoors in Alaska, from cross-country skiing, fat bikes, to paddleboarding, kayaking, water skiing, and yoga. We cover it all with the great guests and fun topics. That's the Trax Outdoor Show with me, Mike Hajdukovic, Saturday, right here, 12:30 on KFAR Radio, right after Health Talk, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Weather is being brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoor. Your next outdoor adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory begins at 10 p.m. tonight and continues until 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast skies. High of 41, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight, 30. A dusting of snow tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 29 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Welcome back. Fairbanks, David Prues on the studio here. And we're talking about HIPAW. Happiness is pairing our way. It's already started. Andrew? Excuse me. Aaron. I'm hitting all the right buttons today and all the right names. How long have you been involved with Monroe since before your kids came on board? Yep. When did you start getting involved with the school?
I got involved probably 5-10 years before that. We started talking about sending our kids to Monroe, mm-hmm. probably before we even had them. We felt that was the best education option for the kids here in Fairbanks.
You seem to know about Monroe, and I was from California, not here, and you wanted to go there. You saw the kids that came out of there, and he was like, I want this to happen for my children.
Yeah.
So
I got involved, ahead of the kids going to school there. Parents, you're always involved, whether it's in the classroom or helping around the school, and kids were playing sports, so helped with the sporting programs. And eventually, somebody strong-armed me into being chairman of the board, and I did that for about 6 years.
Her initials are Nancy Cook Hansen. Yeah.
That might be her. And
like you could say no. Like with Father Mac and Nancy, you can't say no.
Nope, those are the two people in this town you don't say no.
Yeah.
I finished my chairmanship, and now I'm going to do a couple years here as chair of HiPow. And see where it goes from there.
It's interesting. I just got a text, and some people heard us doing everything.
Oh, really?
And some heard nothing. So under crisis management, they heard, Aaron, you taking over and bringing us through it. Good job.
Congrats. You've been promoted.
Yeah.
Right? Now he's going to do it.
You're now an on-air personality.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Catholic Schools of Fairbanks will do an hour show every week.
I'm game.
Amanda, how'd they find you?
Oh, gosh. A little bit of both. My husband grew up here in Fairbanks, and he and I went to college together at Notre Dame, and I was a theology major. And I got in a program where I was teaching religion and working in Catholic schools, and I knew I wanted to be in Catholic schools, and I wanted to be back in Alaska. And when we moved back here, the first thing I did was walked my resume in to John Hoffman and got on there, and then became the religion coordinator, principal of ICS. I've been there for over 22 years now, 23.
Hoffman was a teacher when I was there as a freshman.
Then he was a JV. Yeah, Jesuit volunteer.
Yeah. He was something else. And back in those days, he came one Halloween day. He came in and he had a great outfit. He had longer hair, beard. It was just the style of the 70s.
Groovy.
And he came in as a great English writer. Just played the part. Just like, wow, great guy.
Yeah.
And then later came back.
Yep.
Tracy, you're a very, very, very busy person in life. But you still volunteer there.
Mm-hmm. It's in my heart. The Catholic Schools of Fairbanks have done amazing things for my children and me. It's great, these kids inspire me.
Mm-hmm.
They go places. The people that have graduated from there do things for Fairbanks. What I do see, though, is the people that graduate, the ones that come back, and even the ones that don't, come and volunteer at the school still.
Yes, they do.
To this day. And that shows something. That's family. That's support. And I think that's something that we all are looking for, is a home base, and that gives you a home base.
So here's a personal question for you. When the child graduates, who's more happy, the parent or the child?
The child.
Totally.
Yeah. had three of us sitting here have kids go to college.
Yeah, but then at that moment when they're graduating, that moment you're who's more happy, them or you?
I think them.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're proud of them, but I think they're like, yay, we get to start another part
we're
of our
free.
Life.
No.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I was telling Amanda earlier, how great it is from pre-K, our kids went for their first pre-K class. Now they're sophomores, and Victoria's like nailing it.
Now tell me about the void that happens because you're not with your kid and those kids anymore at that school the next year.
It's, it takes a little adjustment too. I miss basketball games. I don't get to them as much as I used to.
But we still attend
games.
Yeah. We still are involved. We have friends that
have kiddos
that are still there.
Well, yeah, but now you got to decide, okay, am I going to the basketball game, the hockey game, the football game, the volleyball game, the track and field event?
Oh, well, as busy as Aaron and Tracy are, they're filling their time just fine.
how many students are in the grade school, junior high, and high school total?
Total, it's probably about 344 right now. And, you know, during the – we did really – I feel like we did pretty well considering during the pandemic because we had a really strong tech infrastructure. We were able, when we had to go online and be remote, we were able to do that really well. And we were able to, the great thing is like once you get in those doors, you're hooked. And so if people come because they're like, we hear you're doing a good job. We hear that you've done this really well and that people have been happy. They don't want to go. That's something that's really, really great because there are other, you know, great schools in Fairbanks. You know, we just have something that is so other level.
It's special.
Yeah.
You know, a couple years ago, a friend of mine texted me. And asked her daughter forgot her lunch. So I get this text, can I go out and, you know, go to Subway, get this sandwich for this person and deliver it?
Yeah.
And so I did it. And so when I walked up to the school, they just looked at me, oh, David. I tell them what I'm going to do. They looked at me, smile, like, they got your hooks in you, kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I also brought the child a nice cookie from Subway that I was not supposed to do, but I said, hey. You know, you have me in, I can be all in.
Uncle Dave.
Yeah.
Gonna be bringing the cookie every week.
So let's get back to the HiPow event. Mm-hmm. How does it start and what's it doing this year?
So, you know, HiPow was Father McGuigan, and he had a vision of how important the community involvement in keeping these schools open and thriving was. And giving, I think, people in Fairbanks a way to gather and celebrate together. That's been challenging these last 2 years as we've all felt. So we pivoted last year and had the event online, and our development director and HiPow director Cass Furry has just been phenomenal. Really,
Cass is something else. That is one special lady.
Yeah, thinking outside of the box. Asking.
She doesn't let you go.
No. That's why she's good at what she does. Yeah. So.
And I know she's listening.
Yeah.
And it's not just a virtual. It's not just a virtual show.
No.
It's an interaction.
Yeah.
Which is so fantastic. So most of these things that you're watching is like, oh, you're watching the show. You can bid online, but it's not like live, and you can talk to people that are in their homes.
Well, and we have volunteers that are getting together to help bring dinners to people. We have Midnight Sun Catering. They were with us last year. They're with us again this year, and they've created dinners for small groups of people. If you want to get together with people and celebrate in your home, you still can. If you want to be in your jammies on the couch and being a part of it and bidding that way, you can do that too. So it's given options, I think, to people. One thing that we heard that was really special is that more kids could be involved in this format. So kids that were like, wow, I couldn't really go to the grown-up part of HiPow, now they get to be there.
Yeah, they got a debit card or credit card.
Yeah.
And if you're a parent, I'd be protecting that for my kid right now.
I don't know if they're giving them the phone for the bidding.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the day after HiPow growing up. Oh. You know, it was like Christmas.
It's Christmas.
It was Christmas. All the stuff that would come home.
Well, and I love the phrase, look what I won.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't think you really won.
You know, one of my favorite HiPow stories involved my dad. And the second year, him and my mom were the hosts. Mm-hmm. And my dad and mom were there. And next morning, my mom is just mad at my dad, not really talking to him. My dad's ranting about he got these two tickets to Amsterdam for $700 a piece. He got two tickets to Amsterdam. So we go there to pick up the stuff. He's got an El Camino. We're going to put, like, my little sister got a stereo and this and this and this. And we go there to pick up everything. He can't wait to get these tickets to Amsterdam. And he bought two tickets to Anchorage for $700 a piece. He had a little bit too much fun. And when he got home, he was like, oh, man, your mom's going to – I ain't going to hear the end of this one. Dad, guess what? You're not. So we'd always say, hey, Dad, how about Amsterdam?
But anyway. My gosh. Well, we have some amazing items. We have, the sponsors. I think it just speaks, again, to how much Fairbanks gets it. Right.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here, And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of those sponsors and some of the things that are there, because everyone in this town is involved in the education of that school and helping support it. Yep. Fairbanks will be back in a bit.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The federal government won't be able to pay its bills soon if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling.
Republicans say they won't help while Democrats plan to spend trillions on President Biden's Build Back Better plan. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned of dire consequences if the U.S. goes into delinquency for the first time in history.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. A suspected gunman now in custody in Texas after a shooting at Timberview High School in Arlington. Assistant Police Chief Kevin Colby says today's shooting that injured four does not appear to be a random attack.
This is not somebody attacking our schools. This is a student. We believe right now, preliminary, that it was a student that got into a fight and drew a weapon.
An 18-year-old student who was the subject of the manhunt was arrested a short time ago. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports over 36,000 ballot packages were mailed to Midtown voters on Monday for a special election to decide the outcome of an effort to recall Anchorage Assembly member Meg Zalatel. The date of the election was decided back in August after the Assembly approved the certification of a petition to recall Zalatel. Two petitions were initially filed, but after a back and forth through Alaska's court system, one was approved to go forward. Russell Biggs, an Anchorage resident who initiated both original petitions last year, claims Zalatel violated city mitigation orders in 2020 when participating in a meeting that had more than 15 people in attendance. Last month, Zalatel praised the election officials and shared her confidence in the electoral process, though she said she is disappointed that a recall election is happening. District 4 voters should expect to receive their ballot packages in the mail by next Monday, according to a release from the municipal clerk's office. Each package includes an official ballot, secrecy sleeve, return envelope, and instructions. Ballots need to be postmarked by October 26th, the day of the election.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Have you ever tried to drink honey through a straw? When it gets cold, and it will, the oil in your vehicle is about the same thickness as honey, with your oil pump trying to get that thick goop up to the top of your cold engine. This causes friction and wear on engine parts. A complete winterization like the one offered at Expressway Auto will heat that engine oil, making it flow. You get a complete winterization that includes a block heater, transmission pan heater, battery and oil pan heater, all connected with a freeze-proof Arctic-grade core. Get your car or diesel truck ready for winter at Expressway Auto. Call 1-888-659-0631 today and beat the winter rush.
And now a word from Governor Mike Dunleavy.
Alaska is at a historical crossroads. Now is a time for all of us to engage and work together. And now we have a place for you to see my plan and decide for yourself. My proposal to preserve our PFD and safeguard PCE is available for you to review at gov.alaska.gov. Please spend some time and take a factual look at my proposal, and then you decide for yourself. If we don't act now, future generations will pay the price.
Be prepared for the next winter power outage with your Honda generator from the Woodway. Keep your lights on as you back up your home's boiler and freezer. Honda generators are so dependable, so quiet, not to mention easy to use. Overcome winter's unpredictability with Honda generator dependability. Stop into the Woodway on College Road. Choose the Honda generator that's right for you and your household. The Woodway is your premier Honda servicing dealership. Power through winter the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prues in the studio here with Amanda Ngayak, the Director of Schools and President of Monroe Foundation, Inc. Then we have Aaron and Tracy Shackle. They are the hosts.
Chairs
of the 52nd Annual 2021 HiPow Dinner and Auction. Can't happen without great sponsors.
Can't happen.
Or volunteers.
Somehow, I think of volunteers as a in-kind sponsor.
In-kind, yeah.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. So who are some of the volunteers this year?
Well, I think the first one that we really got to give a big shout out is to Jeans Chrysler and Lane Nichols over there.
these folks have been sponsoring HiPow since the beginning.
Since the Immels.
Yep.
And Lane's given us a 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee to raffle off, and we've got about 100 tickets left of those, and they're $100 each.
You know, it's interesting how generations of kids are graduating through there, and we have generations of the same sponsor. Yep. Company might change, but the sponsorship remains the same, that responsibility. Thank you.
To the Nichols.
Yeah.
Very happy.
And we usually get some from Alaska Airlines.
Yep, we have Alaska Airlines, unfortunately, not for us. Unfortunately for folks out there, our raffle ticket sales has closed for the Alaska Airlines ticket voucher. So we have two round-trip tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies. We have two sets of those.
And so, Craig Compo, the Compo family, always doing something.
Since the beginning as well, from the get-go.
So. We have some other big ones, GCI, Mount McKinley Bank, Denali State Bank, Gem Company, ConocoPhillips, Foundation Health Partners, Doyon Utilities, and as always, Gevura Fine Wine.
Yes. Yeah.
How many Gevuras have graduated from there? I remember going there with Danny and Rudy and seeing Mr. Gevura Paul come in. His name's Vlad, but seeing him come on, and you know, and man, when he came in, everyone just went rigid with attention.
And I mean, you know, Dan and Joyce, I mean, they're still very involved.
Yeah.
It's great to have them. You know, Joyce comes and does our photography, you know, with her portrait studio. You know, she was instrumental in helping us, you know, do that every year. So, I mean, they just...
they never stop being involved.
No.
There's always a Gevura involved.
Yeah.
Always.
I think so.
Mrs. Gevura.
Yeah. Oh,
was something
gosh.
Else.
Yeah, as a music
that was
teacher.
One special lady.
Yeah.
Mr. Gevura, you know, he might have looked gruff, but the biggest heart of gold you ever came across. Oh. And his kids are the same way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we have a new sponsor this year, Tommy G's.
Oh, Tommy G's.
Tommy G's.
That food. We
Tell us how you really feel,
yes.
Tracy.
Actually, it was so funny. When he had just first opened his butcher shop, I kept going there, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go get some Tommy G. I'm going to meet up with Tommy G and get some steaks. My girlfriend was like, are you having an affair? And I kept saying how much I love Tommy G.
What I tell everyone to do is go to Tommy G's and get a pound of his sausage. You know, this breakfast sausage, and there's no going back.
No.
There's, you know, you're ruined. There's no going back.
Mine was the meat sticks.
I mean, it's
we
everything.
We all have our Tommy G stories.
In my refrigerator right now, I've got the sausage, and I have the bratwurst.
Yeah.
You know, just there's always something from Tommy G's in my refrigerator.
Yeah. No, so this year he had
3230 Pega Road. Don't ask me how I know that.
Right. Yeah. He gave us a gift certificate, and I am all about experiences.
Yeah.
So I had said, hey, what about a night of coming back, or in the morning, coming back and learning how to cut steaks, and then coming over to the person's house that wins this and have a night of you cooking the steaks, showing us how to cook them.
And make him sing.
And he's already offered that.
Okay,
he actually has offered some other things. It's going to be a surprise event.
Okay.
But at your house, and maybe there'll be some of his Italian red sauce. And
I'm
going to
give him a call and see if I can be his sous chef.
Okay, there you go. That's something that's like on, that's why I keep looking at my phone. Well, I mean, I am working, but I'm like, am I making sure I'm winning that bid? Because that one's going to go high.
Do the bids stop? And how do you get online to bid? Where do you go?
So you can go to hypowauction.com. You don't, you know, a lot of people think like, do I have to have a ticket to bid?
You know,
do I have to come? No, you go to hypowauction.com and you can sign up and register to bid online. And then it's going to like, it's such a neat way to do an auction. And it doesn't leave you alone. You know, you're going to get dinged.
Yeah. I'd sort of put those rivalries in there. Tracy Shackle, just bid, you know, are you going to be Tracy?
I don't know on this one.
Something
I don't
else.
Have kids going to school, so I've got some money saved up that I can spend on this.
Take that as a throwdown.
Yeah.
She's getting the Tommy G's. Yes,
I am. That is my goal.
Yeah.
Oh,
but we also have some other great items like a snowboard from Kendall Auto, Smart Automotive tire and oil change, some Blizzak tires from Chevrolet Buick GMC of Fairbanks, lots of stuff from the Prospectors, Arctic Circle Fly Drive experience with Northern Alaska Tour Company, Alaska Airlines mileage from Alaska Sewer and Water, mm-hmm. iPad and TV, variety of gift certificates, pagodas, salties, and other things, and hosted dinners that we always do. Great gift certificates from Century Hardware and Woolly Rhino. A generator donated from Yukon Stewart Title. Thank you, Bev Flourishinger. Mm-hmm. Furniture from Home Self Furniture, and orthodontic certificates, and so much more.
The Flourishingers always gave something, though.
They did.
Always.
Yep.
Always. Good to see Beth still doing it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So many generations of people still giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think they, you know, not only are people, some people don't even have kids or haven't sent their kids to Catholic schools, but realize how important the Catholic Schools of Fairbanks is to this community. And, you know, and if you have put your kids in the school, you know, and you keep one. I mean, obviously, our kid graduated our last one 2 years ago, and we're still very much involved. I see everybody there and say hi, and sometimes I miss going there.
You know, what so impresses me is they start talking in the schools the amount of different scholarships that are given. Mm-hmm. And then they I purposely think they don't try to show Monroe.
Yeah.
Because this kicks the whole state's butt. I mean, just, you know, sorry, Christian Colony. You're second.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have one person, Miss Annie Krause, and her job is to look for scholarships for your kids. I mean, it's amazing. Both my kids got scholarships.
Yep.
I'm sure Amanda's did too.
Yep.
So it is looking for you as an individual, as a child, what scholarships are out there, what schools you want to go to. And that's her job, is to work and help you get that. So, you know, granted, tuition's less expensive than most colleges, I mean, most Catholic schools. And then you have... you get an, you know, academic scholarships on top of that. So it's like, it's like you're prepaying for college.
Yeah. And you specifically have people to help with every kid. Mm-hmm. And you're probably getting them lined up as a freshman.
Yep.
This is what we're looking at. You're a freshman, you know, hey, it's going to go by fast.
Yep.
It does, and I think, start then.
Yeah, I think too, like I remember one kiddo, like he went into an apprenticeship out of high school and bought his first house when he was like 20.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so like when we think of what are we preparing kids for? Like the goal is to prepare
life,
to prepare kids for life and to be involved in community, because that kiddo is still here.
Yeah.
Participating. And, you know, just it's such a joy to see.
You know, a lot of the people who I graduated with is at the end of the pipeline, and they went into a lot of them went into the trades. A lot of them own their own businesses. But all of them are successful as human beings and being great people.
Mm-hmm. And the great thing about the school is not only that, but when you can do so much, and then when you have to go, like I do now, I've got two people backing me up, because my client is actually listening, going, I thought you were on your way out. So thank you, Jason, for listening, and I'm on my way, I promise.
Well, then again, maybe not.
No, I am.
You know, that's a 40-minute drive, right?
Yeah. So, no, look, actually, he is texting me. I'm listening now.
And she's saying, I'm trying to bail.
I am.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't. This is something.
You know, Aaron, how do you put up with this?
We got your back, Tracy.
Yeah, you do. Yep. He's been dealing with it for 27 years.
You know, Tracy, for your client, we are now going to take a commercial break. Thank you very much for being on here. And Fairbanks, we'll be back after these messages. If you have a question, we're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. We'll be right back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Alaskans know there's no bad weather, only bad clothing. Choosing the correct layers protects us against the elements. When COVID-19 is spreading in our communities, we need to layer our protection. Mask up, wash up, get vaccinated. Alaskans know how to survive in the worst weather, and we have the resolve to beat this virus. Let's layer up, Alaska. This message brought to you by the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services.
Winter time's almost here.
Yeah, and we want to get you pumped out.
Your septic system, that is. You need to call North Star Honey Wagon with the big sexy truck.
Yeah, it's been a long year indoors without the flushing and what have you.
Your septic system looks wimpy and needs a good pumping out.
Let North Star Honey Wagon do it. They are so professional.
Yeah, and affordable. They won't make you broke and junk.
Call North Star Honey Wagon today. Let them pump you out.
Google them. They're on the interweb.
Or just call 888-8265.
That's 888-TANK.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Mike Hajdukovich from Trax Outdoor Center, inviting you to join me every Saturday at 12:30 right here at KFAR for the Trax Outdoor Show, where we'll chat about everything to do with the great outdoors in Alaska. From cross-country skiing, fat bikes, to paddleboarding, kayaking, water skiing, and yoga, we cover it all with the great guests and fun topics. That's the Trax Outdoor Show with me, Mike Hajdukovich, Saturday, right here at 12:30 on KFAR Radio, right after Health Talk, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Auto Trim Design is a proud sponsor of Shooter's Corner, your source for news and conversation on guns and your Second Amendment rights, hunting, local events, important legislation, and more. Auto Trim Design is an Alaskan company offering products to help you get the most from your car or truck. For moose lights, auto starts, bug shields, spray-on bed liners, signs, graphics, and more, visit Auto Trim Design. Listen in every Thursday morning at 11 to Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR Radio.
Weather is being brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoor. Your next outdoor adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory begins at 10 p.m. tonight and continues until 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast skies. High of 41, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight, 30. A dusting of snow tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 29 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prusen is to do now with Aaron Shackle and Amanda Ungayak, and we're talking about the HiPow auction that's coming up, the event, rather. And how do you register for the auction again?
Great question. We can have you register at hypowauction.com. So it is an online auction, and that has already opened. People are already bidding, as some of you may have heard. Tracy's, you know, throwing down the gauntlet on a couple things. And we actually, sometimes people say, how do I bid online? Like, I don't even know what that looks like. But we actually have a training. If people wanted to stop by our Monroe Foundation office between 11 and 5, we could show you how to register online. It just goes right into your phone. You'll get notices, notifications, and it's open, Aaron, Saturday. I mean, the things close.
Yeah, we've already opened bidding on some items. There will be tables that close along the way, others that open along the way. Mm-hmm. A lot of the main packages will be open until Monday mm-hmm. evening.
So you still have your table events?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. We still have
That's
the
great.
Table
Those
events.
Those are fun. Those are fun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's if you like art, don't ask me how much art I got. Or old photos of Fairbanks. I love old photos of Fairbanks, be it the church or the sternwheelers that plied the Chena and the Tanana River.
Right.
And I got so many neat photos and neat pieces of art.
Yeah.
And this is the most likely the preeminent location to get good art.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, we have had lots of art over the years. Well, most of it, a lot of it is in my garage.
I was going to say, it sounds like
I ran out of room.
You know, Aaron, there's a lot of people who felt that pain with you.
Well, and actually with the online bidding, we actually have things categorized. So if you only want to look at Alaskana and Alaskana art, you can actually go to the menu on the left-hand side, and you can say, I just want it to show me all the Alaskana. And that'll go through, like, all the days and all the tables.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just, like, shut your heart's content.
And the Alaskan antiques that are available mm-hmm. there, too.
Yeah.
You know, how many times have I bought a Bentley's or, you know, the old milk glass bottles?
Oh,
right.
Gosh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then
we got to throw out a shout-out to the late Candy Wagaman.
Oh, yeah.
All the really neat Alaska Anna stuff that she would contribute to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Dick, giving him a shout out, he's been taking care of the estate and
mm-hmm.
helping too. Oh my goodness, you know, this certain things, even when you pass, they're still giving.
Oh, and her presence is always felt in that Monroe Foundation office.
Yeah.
So she's just, such an important part of our history.
There you go. So the Alaska Airlines auction or
the raffle ticket. The
raffle ticket. That's closed.
That's closed. We still have about 100 tickets for the Jeep. It's a Jeep Grand Cherokee, a 2020. It has about 6,000 miles on it.
What is it? What is it? cost per ticket?
Oh, $100 per ticket.
Okay. And do you have any dinners available through Midnight Sun Catering?
We do not anymore. We actually sold out.
There's only so many he can make, and as those are delivered. You know, next year, if this is going to be the same way, you deliver them there. You have a part of your house, the food's delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Gavora Fine Wine and Liquor is delivered.
Yeah, well, you actually have to pick that up.
Well,
so,
oh, that's right.
But that's included in the dinner.
You're 21.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have wonderful volunteers helping us coordinate the dinner and delivery.
Yeah.
Marilee Spennett, Janine Borderbruggen, they're helping us with desserts. So, yeah, there's some really fun ways that you can get people involved.
And then you can tune in between what hours are we going to be online?
We're going to be live starting at 6 p.m. on Saturday to 8 or 8:30. And so you can watch our show.
What radio station?
What radio station?
Yeah. Podcast or?
No.
It's a live streaming event. That's
So Alaska Universal Productions is helping us stream that live.
They're great.
And I mean, talk about.
You know,
support.
I just always think of a KFAR, you know, more now.
Yeah.
My default.
Yeah. So we have, you know, Tracy didn't mention Tommy G is actually singing our national anthem. He's opening for us. We did a recording of him.
He's doing something other than food.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, he's a man of many trades. So.
Oh, that's something else.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, what are you looking at buying this year? Come on, we always look at something. What's on your hit list? We know what's on. We know
what's on Tracy's, and she may empty out the bank account just doing that, and it won't leave me anything to buy. You know that Can-Am from Compos?
Yeah.
I'm always looking at the four-wheelers or the snow machines and going, man, is this the year I could really use one of those?
Yeah, my kid's not going to break it. He's in college.
Yes.
It's mine. It's mine. I get to bring it home, and it's all mine.
That's great. And again, just Compos and their dedication to the schools. Like so many other donors and sponsors throughout. So. I don't know. Those Blizzak tires are going to come in handy in the next couple of days. I wish that we could get them on a car sooner.
How many teachers are in the high school at Monroe?
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to. I mean, we have about 40 staff members between pre-K to 12.
Yeah.
And there are so between. Okay. So it's junior, senior high. So I would probably say like about, 20.
So you have 40 staff and teachers for 340 students, or about one staff teacher for every 9 people.
Yeah. Yep.
Ponder that.
Yeah. Yep.
That's an incredible ratio.
Yep. That number is pretty
education
impressive.
Comes first. And education is more than this in the school, in the classroom.
Yep. Yeah.
But we also do a real good job with sports. I mean, we have a good sports program. We seem to step onto the state stage frequently and often with our teams.
Yeah.
And there is that aspect of the school as well.
Yeah, and I think the community piece, Aaron, that shines in our sports athletic programs is we have kiddos that have never thrown on a pair of hockey skates that they'll want to make sure we have the numbers for a hockey team, and they're going to learn how to skate that year.
Yeah, I learned my senior was playing soccer one year. Hey, Dad, do you want to come to Senior Recognition Day? And I was like, for what?
For what sport?
He goes, well, I'm playing soccer. Since when?
This morning.
Yeah.
But, you know, he did
it. Since the coach called me up and said, you're doing it?
Well, he did it because his buddy Jack was in line for a scholarship and really needed to be on a team that year and perform so that he could get that scholarship. And so Chance and a couple other kids that just hadn't played stepped on and played soccer that season.
I remember, I think, the first year they had football. That was funnier than heck, you know. And That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
That was just a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, kids just, they go out for each other, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's super cool.
And then baseball, too. You know, they got the baseball team, and, you know, it's they're out there, and they're playing with all these mounds of snow piled up behind them.
Yep.
And you try to explain that to people in the lower 48. You know, we're pretty passionate. You know, once April hits, we're we're looking
absolutely
at everything. And you know, I've always talked about it. I might have to talk with you about this a little bit. I think all the school districts, I mean, all the schools, the high schools should be getting golf teams together.
Ooh.
And
I've thought a way to put it together, and I'll have to talk to you about that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You know, neither here nor there at this moment. Now, I don't play golf.
Okay.
But but I can organize stuff. So that's my gift. Yeah. Things like that.
Yeah.
Aaron, what did your kids play in sports there?
Chance was a basketball player and a baseball player. Victoria is a hardcore swim head and went to college on a swimming scholarship.
What school? Gonzaga?
Chance went to Gonzaga and was on their rowing team. And Victoria is at Concordia Irvine swimming for them.
Wow.
Going to school. Mm-hmm. And hopefully not spending too much time at the beach.
I doubt that. Because that deals water.
You know, Fairbanks, you just heard a dad water. Saying a prayer.
Where there's water, there's Victoria. That's what I would say.
You just heard a prayer. And, like, is she a freshman or sophomore?
She's starting her sophomore year now.
Yep. Yeah.
Chance is finishing his last class, and we'll have his engineering degree in hand.
Oh, goodness. Is he being recruited by firms? Is he looking at coming back to Fairbanks?
You know, he's in that wonderful gray area that you always get to reside in right as you're getting ready to graduate as to what to do next. And he's got some interest from firms. He's trying to decide if he's going to go on to grad school. He had a very firm vision leaving college, and he's trying to decide whether he's going to continue to pursue that or maybe take a break and earn some dollars.
Mm-hmm. How does a parent look at bringing getting information to look at go to Monroe and ICS and Catholic Schools of Fairbanks?
I would honestly, I'd invite people to go to www.catholic-schools.org. There's some wonderful information out there in terms of admissions. Mm-hmm. You can find out just kind of snapshots of the school and to see about our programs. But then also giving Stephanie Wallace, she's our guru in terms of admissions, that first door. She can answer questions. We can set up a tour. We've had kiddos come in, and even, during the pandemic, we've been able to do some shadowing. We have some kiddos maybe like, oh, I want to see what fifth grade is like in ICS. And so they could come for a couple of hours. So we schedule things like that. But we're always available for questions, so phone calls. But the online piece is really helpful as an initial start.
Now I got to ask a question.
Yes.
How's the basketball team looking?
Oh, they're looking young.
I'm going to do some nose rubbing. When was the last time we ever lost a Lathrop?
Oh, God.
This millennia?
Oh, I think
maybe this millennia.
I don't know. Who's throwing down the gauntlet now?
Just me.
Yeah. I think we're kind of a young basketball team. Our girls, they are looking really strong. They have a real shot. You know, they won regionals last year.
Yeah.
Of course, our boys won state. But our girls, again, they have an opportunity to repeat that win and do really well at state. So, we have kids that are heading down. Oh, gosh, we have a volleyball team that's heading to Grace Christian this weekend for a tournament. We have state cross country. We have our girls cross country team qualified for state as a team. And then we have a couple of boys that qualified for the state meet. My son was one of them, so I have to give a shout out.
But first and foremost, it's a place to go get an education. And
I think that's all part of it, Dave.
This weekend pays for all of that, or helps subsidize all that.
It's our biggest fundraiser. I mean, we have to raise right around $1.2 million a year to keep
the doors open.
Mm-hmm. Doors open, and this weekend is a big part of that.
Can I give a shout out to a couple sponsors real quick?
Yeah, we got 1 minute. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay,
yep.
I'm going to be super quick. So just again, the virtual event sponsor is GCI. Our dinner sponsors are Three Tier Alaska, Travis Peterson Environmental Consulting in Fort Knox. Our theme sponsor, Teamsters Local 959, Save the Date sponsor, Mount McKinley. Signature cocktail sponsor, this is fun, Hale and Associates. Champagne Toast sponsor, thanks to Denali State Bank, they're always great with that. Gem Company, ConocoPhillips, Foundation Health, Doyon Utilities, Alaska Traffic Company, Gavora's Fine Wine and Growler Bar. We have, some realtors that are sponsoring some of our fun baskets, and just lots of people that help make this event possible. We cannot do it without our sponsors and without our donors.
Aaron, Amanda, thank you very much. Fairbanks, that is our show for today, and I will see you on Friday.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
You can now find the legendary KFAR on the FM dial.